More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, surprise, surprise. Facing unexpected challenges, caught off guard, not sure what to do next? We're going to help you handle change with confidence and grace. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, surprise, surprise, we're talking about all those unexpected challenges that life tends to throw at us, whether we're talking about relationship problems or personal problems or, you know, things that have been thrust on us that we aren't quite sure what to do about because we were not expecting it. How can we manage change, especially unexpected, undesirable change, gracefully? That's what we're talking about today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Once again, that's 877-573-7825.
I mean, I think we all despise unexpected changes in our lives. We do. You know, we're going along. Everything's fine.
Honest with you, I'm not particularly fond of planned changes.
Not wrong.
I mean,
but at least if we have a chance to, like, you know, gird ourselves, make a plan, that's something we can sometimes deal with.
Sure.
The unexpected stuff, you know, it's just a crummy thing to go through. You know, our bodies are going to react no matter what, because anytime something sudden and unexpected happens, we go into that headspace where, you know, we're the antelope and we have to outrun the lion. We have to defend ourselves and protect ourselves. So we get flooded with all these panic chemicals that are supposed to help us survive. But in human relationships, sometimes those chemicals do things to us that aren't so good, like make us be snarly or attacking or arguing with the people in our family or the people who are supposed to be or trying to support us and love us through it. We make sudden decisions instead of prayerful, thought-out decisions. We go into just a state of panic and we can't do much of anything. That's part of the human experience. But as Catholics, we have a host of resources. We can do things differently in ways that can help us and connect us to our best self, to God, and to the people who care about us. But that takes some thought. It takes some work. And we're here to help you connect with that grace and know what to do with it in your particular situation today on More to Life. So give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share, are you facing an unexpected challenge or going through an unplanned or undesirable change? You know, has life thrown you a curveball and maybe you're not sure how to respond or what God's calling you to do or what He's calling you to do next? Yeah. Maybe you've been unpleasantly surprised by something a person you care about has done, you know, how they've treated you, the choices that they're making in their own lives that have surprised you. Maybe you've gotten some bad news and you're trying to figure out what to do next. Well, you're not alone. I mean, as Lisa was pointing out, as I was just saying, you know, everybody has to go through unexpected and unpleasant changes and problems and challenges. But you don't have to go through it alone. Let us help you discover God's plan in the middle of the chaos and find the ability to cooperate with his grace so that even in the face of those problems, you can receive the blessings that God wants to give you. Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let us help you deal with those unplanned surprises. 877-573-7825.
And I want to add that sometimes the unplanned surprises aren't necessarily awful, horrible things.
That's fair.
You know, you can be surprised when your kid suddenly calls you and says, guess what? I'm engaged. And you had like a plan for everything going on. And now suddenly this new thing has happened. And you're like, well, how do we do this? And how do we afford the wedding? And how do we cope with this change in our situation? Certainly, we can be surprised when we find out we're expecting a new baby we hadn't exactly planned for. And it's wonderful. But it throws us off when our kids get accepted to a school that's far away or change their major. We can feel off kilter. There's a lot of things that God means as blessings. And when we tell people about them, people say, hey, that's great. Congratulations. And we're thinking, but I've got all these concerns.
Yeah.
Whatever those changes are, sometimes they're uncomfortable. And we need to be able to figure out the path that we're supposed to go down and how to make sure we're connected to God through it all. Let's make sure we're doing that today. Call us on More to Life today at 877-573-7825.
So every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. If you're wondering what that is and how it could possibly help you deal with unexpected changes, well, you've come to the right place. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for leading a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships. And specifically, by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation, especially his design of our bodies, and the way God works with us through salvation history.
You know, as we're saying, unexpected situations tend to throw us off our game, causing us to react impulsively instead of responding prayerfully and intentionally. The theology of the body asks us to remember two important things when we're facing unexpected challenges. First, in all things, we need to remember that God is working to restore the perfect order he created at the beginning of time. What we're going through isn't meaningless. Even in the middle of difficult times, God wants to show us how to respond to what we're going through in a way that helps us to become the people he created us to be and to work for the good of those around us. Second, in the face of unexpected and undesirable changes, we can only make God's plan come together if we resist the temptation to give into reactivity and instead cultivate receptivity by constantly asking God to teach us how to respond to the challenge that we're facing until it becomes clear to us.
So here are three ways that you can make that happen. All right. So first, we need to bring that situation to God every day and say, Lord, teach me how to respond to this in a way that's going to glorify you. Help me be my best self and bring out the best in the people around me. That prayer is critical, and that should be at the tip of your tongue all the time while you're going through something, because that's how we extend our hand to God so that he can take that hand and walk us through the challenge. Secondly, as we listen in prayer, we need to identify the goal that God is placing on our heart. And even if we're not 100% sure that we can make that goal happen, we need to ask God every day, okay, Lord, show me one small thing I can do today to move a little bit closer to that goal. And then thirdly, we can't wait around for the big plan to come together. We've got to discern his will for the little things we have to do every day while we're waiting for the big reveal, so to speak, in this challenge that we're going through. So the third question we want to prayerfully reflect on is, Lord, how can I address the things that are in front of me today in a manner that leads to more meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue? So by following those three steps, God's going to show me, He'll show all of us how to take charge of whatever challenge I'm going through, and use both the bigger challenge itself and the little things that I'm going through every day to orient myself toward the goal that God has in his mind for me through this change. So let's talk about how to make that work for you. Right? These are all great ideas in theory, but when it comes to actually unpacking it and applying it to the challenges you're facing, well, that's what we need your calls for, so we can help you actually make this practical and start experiencing God's grace and blessing even in the middle of those unexpected changes. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Surprise, Surprise. If you're facing unexpected challenges or unexpected changes, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant, the fact is change is stressful. We want to help you figure out what to do next, what God's calling you to do next, and how to respond gracefully in confidence and strength. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, we come into your presence and we ask your grace and blessing on us as we go through changes, whether they are good or bad. Changes are always stressful. And when they're unexpected and especially unpleasant changes, it's particularly difficult to not just lose ourselves and react and live in that place of reaction. Help us when we're going through those stressful, unplanned, unexpected, undesirable situations to stop lashing out, to stop trying to grasp at things that will help us to feel better in the moment or just grasp at easy solutions. Instead, help us to remember to turn inward, to take that breath, and to turn to you and ask you to give us the grace we need to respond to these challenges in ways that will glorify you, that will help us be our best selves, and will invite the people involved to be their best selves as well. Help us in both the big challenge and the little things that we face every day to respond in ways that will reflect your power and grace at work in our lives, so that we can bear witness to your power and glory and grace in everything that we do. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Surprise, Surprise, as we take a look at those unexpected challenges and changes that we all have to face. Whether they're good or bad, they can always be stressful. And if you're caught off guard by something going on in your life, not sure what to do next, we want to help you handle those changes with confidence and grace to know what to do next and how to find those solutions you're seeking. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Susie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Susie. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling because I'm going through a very difficult and stressful time. There's people that have used me. And in a way, I'm saying whether it's emotional or just to talk or a favor, things like that. And people that, you know, just decide they only when they need me. But I've gotten to the point where I'm just so indifferent. I feel like almost numb. And I ask God to teach me what he wants me to do and to help me to continue living my life, because mm-hmm. a lot of times that I am I feel lonely, but I rather feel like that than tolerate
used?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Have you addressed those concerns with those people directly?
With a couple, but there's one that I need to really address it to, and we're both church going ladies, and I keep asking the Lord. My thing is, like, I keep asking the Lord to just help me, to show me what he wants of me. And I don't see it. I don't know if because I'm numb to everything. And I want to be more joyful, but there's a lot of hurt in me. I mean,
sure.
There's been a lot of loss and a lot of negativity and a lot of betrayal.
Okay, so let's talk about this in general, because I mean, you know, so I mean, first of all, it's always important to make sure that, you know, we are addressing those concerns directly with somebody, and not as a criticism, but as a complaint. And here's the difference. You know, a complaint is, well, a criticism is when you say, you know, you did this and that was awful and how dare you and I can't believe whatever and you better fix it, right? So that's a criticism. And that never goes well. A complaint is where you describe the situation and maybe even some solutions. You say, you know, I was really frustrated about thus and such. I'd really like to handle it better next time, or I'd like to see this from you moving forward. Do you think that we can make that happen? Right? So it's not accusatory. It's solution focused. You're proposing some ideas for what you need, as opposed to just what a colleague of mine used to call kind of throwing a dead fish in the middle of the floor, and everybody just sort of stares at it while it stinks up the joint. Right? That's what a criticism is. It's like, I hate this, and you did that terrible thing, and I'm so frustrated with you, and it just, you just kind of plops there in the middle of the floor. Nobody knows what to do with that. But if you're able to say to the person, you know, I'm really frustrated about thus and such. You know, I'm sure you didn't mean anything by it, but that's the way it's coming across. And moving forward, I really need this from you. Or I'd like to talk with you about how we could handle thus and such situation better in the future. And you see how that goes. If they're willing to work with you on that, then great. You know, you're solving the problem. So that's your first step. On the other hand, if the person gets defensive or they say, yeah, but then they don't change, that lets you know that you need to move that person to a further circle out of your social circle. If you imagine a target, you want to place the people who are closest to the center of that target. You want to make sure that those are people who are mutually self-giving. You're giving to them generously, they're giving to you generously. And it's not because of the tit-for-tat sort of thing, but that's because that's what a healthy Christian relationship looks like. Right? And the more people are able to give back, the closer we allow them to be in our lives. That doesn't mean we discount everybody else. It just means that we have to prioritize those relationships that are actually life-affirming. And you slowly move those other people, or let them move themselves to those further circles outside of your central, you know, spot of the target. That allows you to prioritize the most important and life-giving relationships while still keeping the other people in your life as much as possible, but not allowing them to drain you. You know, we tend to get in the habit of trying to make people who can't love us or don't know how to love us by working harder. And if I just do this thing, if I just push this button, if I just twist myself into that knot, if I just give one more thing, then they'll suddenly be more loving, more generous, you know, a better friend. And there are just some people who either don't want to prioritize their relationship with us, or who are incapable. They have that, just like you can have a broken leg or a broken arm, a person can have the part of them that knows how to love be broken too. And that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with us. You know, a lot of times people show up with that part broken already. And that doesn't mean that they're evil. That doesn't mean that we can't have them in our lives at all. I mean, in most cases. What it means, though, is that we need to be careful to not be giving more of ourselves to them than they can handle. And we give what is healthy for us to give and invite them to be their best selves, and then we kind of let them decide how safe they are to be around us. You know, you said you don't know what to do. I think it tends to be because we tend to focus on our feelings. Well, I don't want to give up this relationship, or I feel guilty setting boundaries with this. Well, I want you to focus on what we said in our reflection about this, the prayer that you need to say in order to start hearing what God's saying to you in this. Help me respond to this situation in a way that will glorify you. Help me be my best self, and the part that's particularly relevant for you, and invite the people around me, the other people that are involved in this, to be their best selves too. That's what you do. You act. You can't control the outcome. You can only control the process. And the process here is acting in ways that invite these people that you feel are taking advantage of you to be their best selves too. When you do that, the relationships will shake out for themselves. Because the healthy people will respond to that and it will draw closer to you, and that's what you want. And the unhealthy people will not respond well to that and they'll withdraw, which is also what you want. So by prayerfully reflecting on the responses that would enable you to be your best self and invite them to be their best selves too, that's how you can figure out what God's calling you to next. Thanks for the call, Susie. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls about those unexpected surprises. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. And with a big family like that, you can expect lots of surprises. We'll be talking about managing those when More to Life continues after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Hello, friends. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers here. And I haven't been this excited about an up-and-coming speaker for a long time, Dr. Marcus Peter. Dr. Peter has the gift of combining deep theological insight, wisdom, and knowledge with personal testimony and story in a way that makes the power of the church's teaching and God's love felt deeply in the heart of all who hear him. If you are looking for someone for your next conference, parish mission, or event, look no further than Dr. Marcus Peter.
Visit MarcusBPeter.com to book Dr. Marcus Peter to speak at your event. At the Ave Maria website, you can continue the discussion and education through the Ave Maria Radio's links to social media. Ave Maria Radio has accounts on Facebook, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the social media symbols at the top of your screen.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. And today on More to Life, surprise, surprise, as we talk about facing those unexpected changes and challenges in life. How do we deal with those gracefully? 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks, Lisa.
Now, Rachel, it seems like the more people, the more changes and surprises can happen. Whether it's you walk in and your kids have pulled the flower out of the closet and your kitchen's covered from, you know, stem to stern with flour, or the really serious things like a job loss or an illness, it just comes at you, sometimes at light speed. What kind of wisdom have you gained about handling things like this through your years of parenting 11 kids?
I think the first thing is it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I think sometimes we delude ourselves thinking, oh, everything's running so smoothly, everything's going to be perfect. Never. And I think it's wonderful in this month of March that we have St. Joseph as our patron this month. His life was full of surprises. Ooh, my girlfriend's unexpectedly pregnant by God. Ooh, I have to go to Egypt. Ooh, he can be our role model for this. And what we have is he was a prayerful man. Surprises are easier to handle when we already have a relationship with a man who's in charge of our lives, when we have a relationship with God, when we have a friendship, a real relationship with Jesus. When those surprises come, we could say, oh, you've got my back, don't you? You're in charge. I'm not alone in this. The other thing is, make sure you have a support system around you, that when the surprise comes, gather those people that love you, your family, your spouse, friends that you might have, and say, something surprising just happened to me. you've got me, don't you? You're going to be there with me. And they're going to say yes, and they're going to help you through it. So pray with those people. Pray with St. Joseph. Pray with the Trinity to say, something unexpected has happened to me, but I know I'm not alone.
And I want to, you know, say these are two things that are just hidden in plain sight. I mean, your first point about, you know, expect the unexpected, essentially, is, you know, we do. We tend to delude ourselves and say everything should be fine. Everything will go fine today. I don't expect any problems. And that's when we get a hit. You know, it's like, I'm not saying you live in dread all the time, but if you're able to say, you know, I expect that unexpected things will happen, and I know that that God has given me the ability to handle whatever comes down the road through His grace, you're better prepared to handle things. And then secondly, you know, the idea of reaching out to others, again, hidden in plain sight, but we don't want to burden people, or we don't want to talk about it. We just isolate. And that's when Satan can kind of separate us from the herd and devour us. So those two points, really, really incredibly important. Rachel, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Pleasure talking with you. You always have some great insights. And if folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, I encourage you to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to get all your Little Flowers Girls Club's needs.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
God bless, Rachel. Thank you. And we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Surprise, Surprise. Are you facing unexpected challenges or changes, whether they're good or bad? Fact is, they're stressful. We want to help you handle those situations gracefully. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue in just a minute.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
How serious is our responsibility to participate in furthering the common good? Very serious. According to the Catholic Catechism, participation is the voluntary and generous engagement of a person in social interchange. This obligation is inherent in the dignity of the human person. Participation calls, first of all, for us to be conscientious in exercising our responsibility in areas where we are directly involved, our families, our children's education, and our work. As far as possible, the Catechism urges, we should take an active role in public life. This leads to the Catechism's conclusion that nations which allow the broadest possible citizen participation are the nations to be lauded. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
And we need to pray for all our world leaders and all those who are in such danger. See, in a day and age where people are getting further away from God, you get further away from goodness. Only God is good. You remember what our Lord said one day? Why do you call me good? He said, only God is good. Only God.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Do you feel held back by your inner critic? That little voice whispering, I can't, or I'm not good enough? The spiritual master and doctor of the church, St. Ignatius of Loyola, realized that these disheartening thoughts, which he called desolations, are not from God, especially when they tempt us from becoming who God wants us to be. Consolations, on the other hand, come from the Holy Spirit. These positive thoughts encourage us to trust in God's plan for us. If we want to follow God's plan, we need to quell that inner critic and listen instead to the consoling voice of the Holy Spirit. Here's a practice that can help. First, every day, write down your successes. Did you make someone smile? Did you exercise despite feeling low? Write it down. Next, write down the strengths or virtues behind those successes. The kindness that brought out that smile, for instance, or the persistence that helped you exercise. Finally, turn your virtues into daily I am statements. I am kind, or I am persistent. Doing so will remind you that your identity flows from the gifts of God's grace, not that inner critic. For one-on-one support on your spiritual journey, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, surprise, surprise. You know, life is filled with surprises. Some of them are pleasant. Most of them are not. But either way, they're all kind of stressful when you really when you look at it.
It's true.
Whether they're good or they're bad, it involves change, and change is always a little bit stressful. We want to help you deal with all of those unexpected changes you're facing in your life gracefully. 877-573-7825. Are you facing an unexpected challenge or going through an unplanned or undesirable change? Has life thrown you a curveball and you're not sure how to respond or what God's calling you to do or what he's calling you to do next? Maybe you've been unpleasantly surprised by something a person you care about has done or how they've treated you. Or maybe you've gotten some bad news and you're trying to figure out what next. Well, you're not alone. Let us help you discover God's plan and the ability to cooperate with his grace so that even in the face of those unexpected changes, you can experience the blessings God wants to give you. 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next caller, we want you to know that if you're listening in Cleveland, your EWTN radio station needs to hear from you next week. AM 1260 The Rock will be airing their Spring Spirit Drive starting Tuesday. So if you're listening in Cleveland or anywhere, please support your Catholic radio station.
That's right. And wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Radio, make sure you're supporting your local station with your prayers and with your dollars as well, so that we can keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come, so we can be here for you and supporting you in leading a more joyful, faithful, and abundant life. We wish best wishes to The Rock in Cleveland and all the Catholic radio stations that are doing their drives in the next couple of weeks. And with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Surprise, Surprise, as we talk about dealing with those unexpected changes and how to manage them gracefully. Let's talk it out.
Let's talk now with Mary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. So I have a very surprising situation. I'm trying to be a supportive friend, and my friend is in a really difficult spot. She's caught between a husband who's really abusive and her mother, who lives in the house with her, who's also kind of verbally abusive, very, very critical. She'd like to get a divorce, and she's also taking like anxiety medication, which she's overdoing. At least it looks like she's overdoing it in the house right now. And she's asked, you know, she calls me and she'd like some help, and her mother's trying to get her put into a hospital, and she doesn't know what to do. She's been crying, calling me, just all upset. And I'd love some advice on how to guide her or be more supportive and kind of, you know, help her get
yeah,
the right
well,
place.
I mean, I think, you know, one of the most important things we need to do and be aware of when we're trying to be there for somebody who's in a crisis is recognize what our limitations are, you know, and it's not, you can't be her counselor. You can be a support to her. You can empathize with her. You can be a friend, but you have to be careful that you're not being treated or allowing yourself to be in the position of being her counselor.
And I think that, we, Mary, as women, I see this throughout all the time we've been doing this work. Women fall into this over-helping, I think, more than men do, because we go into mom mode. You know, our spiritual motherhood wants to kick in and fix everything. And so we take on more than is healthy for us, but also more than we can successfully do for friends and other people in our lives who are turning to us. And that can actually be more destructive than helpful for them.
Well, here's what happens. I mean, so when a person's in crisis, like your friend, right, what they tend to do is that they'll reach out to somebody like yourself who has a big heart and wants to be there for them. And I'm not saying this is bad in any way, but I'm just describing the dynamic and how this can be problematic. And she kind of dumps all her stuff on you. Right? And when we get all that out, we feel a little better, which you'd think would be a good thing. But what the problem that that creates is that it sends the person back in and says, well, I feel better, so I guess I could just stay where I'm at, and I don't have to make any changes.
It's
now
not
I feel
as
better.
Bad as it felt 10 minutes before I talked to Mary, so now I'll just kind of sit with it and see what happens.
This is not the most pleasant metaphor, but I think it's apt. You know, if you feel nauseated and you actually do vomit, you feel better.
A sense of relief.
But you're not necessarily healthy. Right. When your friend calls up and emotionally vomits all over you like this, she feels better, but nothing's changed. And so putting yourself in the position for her to consistently do that with you actually makes you part of the problem. So let me explain what you can do to be helpful. You can empathize. You can say, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. That's so awful. I can understand how frustrating this is for you, or how upsetting this is for you. You can say, let's pray about this together. Lord, please bless my friend and give her the wisdom to know what you want her to do in this situation. Guide her step by step through this and be with her. So you're praying with her. What you don't want to do is give advice, because she won't listen to it, and and I don't mean that to be critical. I mean that that's just what happens, right? You give a person advice in crisis, and they just think you don't get it,
Or they can't hear you because they're too busy spinning out in their head.
Or you suggest a whole lot of things. They say, "Well, I can't do that," and so then they feel like, "Well, then I'm stuck in this situation." So you end up reinforcing their stuckness by accident. The best thing you can do, the third thing, other than being empathetic and prayerful, is to refer her back to her counselor.
And if she doesn't have one yet, because her mom's trying to get her hospitalized, so if she had a counselor, she may not have to even deal with that, because her counselor would be the professional in the situation, and the mom wouldn't have that kind of power. So if she's not actively seeing a mental health professional, you can go as far as looking up people in your area that she could go to and give her those resources so that she could call someone. But saying to her, look, you know, A, you need real professional advice and somebody who can help you build skills and work out a plan. And you also need a professional who's checking in on you to make sure that whatever, you know, if a psychiatrist or a general practitioner gave her anti-anxiety medication, but nobody's managing her mental health or actually helping her through a counseling situation, she needs somebody who's monitoring that and actually helping her through this situation.
And I will say this as sort of an aside, a general public service announcement for anybody who's dealing with anxiety. The research really shows that with anxiety problems, counseling alone is more effective than even counseling and medication. Now, with depression, it's a little different. You know, the gold standard for treating depression is counseling and medication. But what the research tends to show is that when people who have anxiety disorders are receiving medication, they tend to lean too heavily on the medication. And if they're not getting, even when they're in counseling. And so they actually have better results working with people just in counseling alone for dealing with anxiety. So sometimes the anxiety medications can actually make anxiety worse long term. So just as an aside.
So give her some resources, look that up for her, because even looking something like that up might feel a little hard for her right now. You can even go as far as saying, hey, if you need somebody to drive you to your appointment so that you're not messing around with, you know, your husband in the car or your mother or whatever, I'll be glad to do that for you if it works for your schedule, Mary. But you do want to get her at least you need to say to her, this is what you need in terms of help so you can come up with a plan, deal with all of this, and make sure your mother isn't steamrolling you in some way.
So, Mary, let's just recap. You know, again, you're going to empathize with her. You're going to pray with her. And you're going to make appropriate referrals while setting appropriate boundaries by saying something, saying, you know, this is really something, I'm here for you, but this is really something you need to be discussing with a counselor or a professional. Do you have somebody to talk to about this? You know, when's your next appointment? Can you bring that up with them? You know, and if she doesn't, you can make some recommendations. But don't let her continue past that point. You can change the subject and talk about the weather or talk about current events, but you don't want to let her engage in that pattern where she's, to go back to my unpleasant metaphor, emotionally vomiting all over you, which leaves you to kind of hold the stress and makes her feel better without ever doing anything about it. So, Mary, I thank you so much for wanting to be a good friend to your friend. I hope that these suggestions will give you greater clarity about how you can best be helpful and some next steps that you can take. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, one place where there are a lot of unexpected changes, and we're actually talking about this with Rachel Watkins, is family life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we created the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. Because we want to support all families out there in managing all those changes and crises and challenges that make it difficult to create a strong, loving, connected, caring, faithful Catholic home and raise godly kids. Every day on the Catholic Home app, Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors at CatholicCounselors.com are on the app responding to parents' questions about discipline issues, about living their faith at home, about just creating a stronger, more loving team, and really experiencing God's love in their homes more meaningfully. If you're interested in that, plus you can get lots of great creative resources like monthly downloadable activities. You should definitely check out our Family Lenten Activity Pack. It is such a great resource. I'm so proud of this and so grateful to be able to share this with our families to help you and your kids really get the most out of this season of Lent and experience God's love more meaningfully through that season so that by Easter you can have a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. Plus, like I said, we have monthly downloadables. Every month we have two new ones that come out. Exclusive podcast content for moms, for dads, and for families. We've got an animated series that helps you teach your whole family how to build a more dynamic domestic church, and things like live streams every month. In fact, next Tuesday evening, we're having a community gathering online with everybody in the community to get together, share successes, get support, and meet other Catholic families. So if any of that sounds good to you, we hope that you'll become a subscriber to the Catholic HOM app. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of $149 or go with the monthly option of $14.95 a month. But either way, we want to see you as part of that community to help you manage all those unexpected changes and challenges that life throws at families. Join us on the Catholic HOM app and become a Catholic household on mission. With that, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21.
Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
Now, there are two things that I think when people read this scripture, or two things that came to my mind. The first one was the popular saying, you know, man makes plans and God laughs. But that's not what this verse is saying.
No, it's not.
The second thing that comes to mind is the idea that, everything happens for a reason, which is also not true, by the way. Let me explain why I say that and how this scripture clarifies that point. You know, bad things especially don't happen for a reason. Bad things happen because we live in an evil world and evil is chaos. And chaos is chaos. God brings order out of chaos, though. God doesn't necessarily send you chaos. He doesn't send you chaos. Chaos is the absence of God, right? But God brings order out of chaos. And so this verse, many are the plans of the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. What this verse is saying is that chaos will happen. Things will occur. Problems will visit us. But through it all, God has a purpose, and we can cling to that purpose, and we can discover how to respond to these challenges in ways that allow him to bring purpose and meaning out of the chaos. And I think that's a really important thing to hold on to, because it gives us clarity about where these things are coming from and what God wants us to do about them. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19:21. More to Life will continue with your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show today titled Surprise, Surprise, as we talk about facing those unexpected challenges and changes that bring a lot of stress into our lives. If you're going through something right now, let us help you find God's grace and the answers you're looking for. 877-573-7825.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Join Catholics at the Shore 2026, May 7th through the 9th, at the beautiful Icona in Avalon, New Jersey. This year's theme, Needing Nothing More, invites you to step away from the noise and encounter Christ. Speakers include Patricia Heaton, UFC champion Boss Rutten, and pro-life activist Christian Hawkins, along with other powerful Catholic voices. To learn more, go to CatholicsAtTheShore.com.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the Rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio Travel tab at avemariaradio.net. Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit avemariafunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Surprise, Surprise, as we talk about those unexpected challenges and unplanned changes that we all experience. Whether they're good or bad, the fact is change is stressful. And the more unpleasant that change might be, the more stressful it is. So we want to help you handle change with confidence and grace. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 7825.
Well, Greg, we have a question here from Gina, and she's saying, I need help before the end of the day.
Oh.
My mother-in-law wants to move in. My father-in-law passed 3 years ago, and she is struggling slightly physically, very much emotionally. She wants to move in with us, and she says that the money that she has from her husband's life insurance and retirement benefits will help us all out. The problem is she has always been awful to me and critical and distant from our four children. She's never been unkind to my husband, so he's spent 18 years saying, "That's just her. Don't take it personally," Gina put in quotes here. He hasn't made us see her often, holidays, birthdays, and he takes her out alone two dinners a month, without us, because she really only wants time with him anyway. But if she moves in, it will be intolerable. She is very unkind, very difficult to deal with, and just is a big personality that takes up every ounce of energy in the house. Also, we have one small guest room, but she would need to share the bathroom with our four teenagers, which is already difficult to schedule in the first place. I can't deal with the thought of this at all. What should I say to my husband? He told me this last night and said to just sit with it and we would discuss it over the weekend. I'm panicking and don't know what to do. And that's Gina in Michigan.
Gina, thank you so much for the question. And so I want to go back to what we said in our reflection about how to pray about this stuff. And I want you and your husband to be praying about this, right? So when you're praying about this, the basic framework is, Lord, how can we respond to this situation in a way that will glorify you, help me be my best self, help everybody and invite everybody involved to be their best selves in order for the good of our relationships too. Okay, so that's all really important stuff. Each one of those things, being glorifying God, being your best self, working, inviting everybody around you to be their best selves too, and working for the ultimate good of the relationships. That's going to give you some clarity about what you might need to do. Because there isn't a clear answer here. Like, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, we have a moral obligation to bring mom in. Well, no, you have a moral obligation to make sure that mom's needs are attended to.
Yeah.
You really do. And if there weren't any other options, then yes, you would have an obligation to bring her in, even if it would be inconvenient. I'll be straight with you about that. But that said, if you have other options, you want to make sure, number one, that you are capable of attending to whatever physical needs that she might have. So, for example, you know, if we bring our elderly parent in and they need more medical care than we can provide, we're not doing a service for them.
Or if we bring our elderly parent in and they have trouble negotiating stairs and we have a multi-level house and
they're trapped in one room all day.
That's not doing them an issue.
Right? So it's okay to consider other options. You're not somehow not honoring your mother and father by considering these other options.
And really praying about those other options with your husband first. You know, is there a small house or apartment somewhere within a short driving distance of your house that you can move her to instead? Is there care that she could have in her own home that can be hired out with the money that she'd be bringing in to your household that would make this easier for her, make her feel like she has somebody to take care of her? These are all an array of options, plus many, many others that you would have besides just moving her into your already overcrowded home.
Now let's go back to that prayer I suggested here where, you know, Lord, help, you know, help me figure out how to respond to this in a way that would glorify you, help me be my best self, invite everybody around me to be their best selves and work for the good of these relationships. So let's reflect on what that would be practically. I think it would be perfectly reasonable for you to go to her based on this framework I'm suggesting to you and say, you know, Mom, I want to be here for you. But the reality is, we've not been able to have a relationship for our entire marriage. You haven't really expressed any real interest in developing a relationship with me or the kids. And that's fine. It is what it is. But to go from not having any relationship at all and even a kind of antagonistic relationship to having us be in the same place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that seems like a recipe for disaster for both of us. I don't think you'd be happy. I'm not sure I'd be happy with that. In order for this to work, we'd have to be working on our relationship. And I don't really see you having any interest in that. What do you think? That's very direct, but it's also very charitable, and it's giving her a chance to really reflect on what would have to happen in order for her to be there. And for both of you to really reckon with the possibility that it might not be the best place for you guys. You know, because you want to work for the ultimate good of the relationship. And maybe a little distance would be good for the relationship. Because the thing is, we don't want to, as Catholics, we believe not just in avoiding sin, but also avoiding near occasion of sin. And if your mother-in-law can't be around you without being critical and nasty and petty and bitter, that's you're an occasion of sin for her, right? And maybe vice versa, right? If she brings out the worst in you. And we don't want to set each other up to fail. So, you know, these are all things to prayerfully consider and even talk about openly with your husband and with your mother-in-law so that you can decide on the best arrangement for everybody.
And when we say everybody, that also means you praying and talking with your husband about the best arrangement for your marriage. Having her under your roof for the next zillion years may not give you the space you need as a couple to be your best selves. And you have very few years left. You said you have four teenagers. You have to take into account the environment that they will be living in. You don't want a hostile environment where you can never spend time with or talk to your kids.
But this isn't about feeling obligated to do it or feeling guilty not to do it. This is about you making the decisions prayerfully and intentionally with your husband about what's going to help you all be your best, including your mother-in-law, what's going to help you all work for the ultimate good of the relationship so you don't come out of this hating each other, but actually come out of this maybe closer for the effort you've put into building a better solution. Thanks so much for the question, Gina. If there's more we can do for you, you know where to find us. And listeners, if you're looking for ways to deal with unexpected changes and challenges, let us help you at CatholicCounselors.com, where we'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com, and then get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with God's grace, there's so much more to life.
Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.